Okay. The position here. I'm not outside today. I got driven in by the cold weather.
Yeah,
it's like 40 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Way too cold for me.
It's also snowing there for you,
Lee? It rarely snows. Yeah, it sometimes we get little flurries, but that's never accumulates. Okay, let me do this. Let me put on the microphone.
That's great. That's nice.
Microphone. Are you going to be giving me the rest of the Anahuez? Is that how I pronounce it? Concerto de Anahuez?
Yes. You have the first part, the key.
Okay, I've got the chords.
The fourth part.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's play the melody.
Okay, now do I need to click on something here?
Yes.
Okay, I see that. And I click on the link, and it blocks you out, but it's coming in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the PFD, PDF.
Yes, PDF.
And it takes a long time to download. I got a couple of questions about tres notas.
Okay.
One of them is on the there's two sheets. There's a simple and a more complicated. On the more complicated sheet, on the second line, there is a two. It looks like with a parenthesis after it. What is the meaning of that?
A with a parenthesis.
Okay, well, let's see if, I don't know if you can see it. On the second line,
yes.
Right after the, right at the beginning of the second bar,
uh-huh.
There's a two at the top line, top space, and it's got, looks like a closed paren after it. Now I've got a note that says that I've got a lot of background. How do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound perfectly well. Very well. Let me see. That's not first, and then the first, okay. So this one here. Let's check that. It's bracket something you say?
Well, it's a closed parenthesis.
A closed parenthesis. So it means that we don't play. It's not there. It's just an indication for the melody. If it's this.
So I should just ignore it, I guess.
I am downloading it too.
Oh, okay. the other question I have, maybe you can just answer this without while it's downloading, is on the chords, there is an E minor. Is the E minor played the traditional way with the two fingers on the second fret, or as an anawis like that? For the tres notas.
So for the tres notas, that's okay. If you speak a normal
A. Okay, just like that. Okay. Because I've never seen this other ones like in anawis.
That's E minor ninth. Yes.
Oh, that's E minor ninth. I see. Okay. Okay, now I've got our anawis melody, and I'm going to print it out real quick.
That's good. I also almost have the other page. Okay, that one there, anawis melody.
Okay. Is it just one page, or is there two pages?
No, that's in one page.
Okay, let me go run and get that. I'll be right back. Okay. Now, I didn't know if you'd wanted to work on that today or not. I just was asking the question whether or not we would be.
Yes, okay. Listen, I have here the tres notas partitur, the one of the...
Okay, now on the tres notas, on the second line,
yes.
Second bar,
yes.
At the beginning of the bar, there's a two near the top of the line. Well, I can't tell you what. Probably, I've got a black and white copy, so.
At the middle of the second line.
Middle of the second line, near the middle of the second line, right at the beginning of the second bar.
Okay. Yes. That to me second phrase.
A second phrase. I see. Okay. Yeah, I knew it wasn't a note, but I didn't know if I was to play it a second time or whatever. But it's just to say that you're breaking in these into phrases,
yes.
And that would be the beginning of the second phrase.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
First line and first bar of the second line.
That's okay.
The second phrase, and then does it have a third one?
Yes. And the rest of the phrases, I guess, just end at the lines. Okay.
And therefore it has phrase one and phrase two. Is that right?
All right.
That's what it's about. That's what I want
to know. Okay.
You know. Okay, now let's check the Aranjuez one.
Check the which?
So Aranjuez will be that we will play like two different four chords of E minor,
mm-hmm.
Nine.
Okay, so... Oops. Oh. Okay, that comes in after the four E minors or during the E minors?
After the four E minors. First we play four E minors.
Okay, so 40 minors, then I played that part,
yes,
and then... And then I continue with the E minors, or there's a C. Two C minors. No.
No, we play first four.
Four.
Then two E minor, and then the next phrase, which is this.
Okay. Well, on the chord sheet, it shows four E minors and then one C with a delta. I can't remember what C delta is.
Yes.
On the chord sheet. Okay.
So what we will do is just play some chords and then play the phrase to kind of accompany ourselves with the thing.
Okay.
You can play with one guitar, because if you play with two guitars, one guitar will play this, the chords as they are, and then you can just play the melody.
I see. Okay, so I will play four E minors, then that little trill or whatever, and then two E minors.
And two E minors, two.
Okay. Three E minors.
Four, phrase, and then three, then... See, that's an E minor as an arpeggio then. Exactly.
Three arpeggios are...
Okay, play from the beginning, let me see.
Okay. This is... Just one A minor?
Two A minors.
Now, and both as arpeggios? That's our C delta. This one here. Let's see what we have here. That's what do we have here? This is a little different than I was playing before. One. Take a look at this in color. I don't have a color printer, unfortunately. Okay, so now the red is fingering.
Just play the F sharp, you know. The F sharp.
Okay, so that. See, this is a B7th flat ninth. Is that what that is? A B7 flat ninth?
That's right. B7 flat ninth.
Okay, now, and that's. The three, four E minors at that point?
Yes, and then four E minors. Let's play from the beginning to there.
Okay. All right, so we start off with our four E minors.
Okay,
The first is a little flat.
So you should just flatten the third and the first for me. Yes, and then now the third.
Okay, so starting off with four E minors. Still on the first phrase. And then now the... Show a tie between the open and the G, the A and the G. You show a tie there. Okay, well let's see. Thank you. Okay, so that's the third phrase. Okay, the... let's see, fourth phrase is... So then the fifth phrase would be... That's it. String, aren't I? Okay. The first line, the three E minors ends the first line, right?
Yes.
And then, should I continue on now? Mm-hmm. 3 A minors at the end of line 2?
Yes.
3 A minors.
What, you play one only there?
Well, I had 2 A minors, but it's 3 A minors. So
you have one only. One at arpeggio, but of those we will play 3. We sound like this. Look, let me play it for you. Look. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Okay. Oops. Start with the 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm sorry, I've lost where you are now. Okay, we're back to an E minor. Two F sharp sevenths.
F sharp sevenths of the mean.
F sharp.
It's the circle with the diagonal sign.
But it's this one. That's it. Okay, oh, and then I go to the F sharp. Ah, I see. The next one then is. Let's see. Is that it? Very strange chord. Okay? How many of those? One. Okay, one. Okay, a Roman number, okay. See what the delta is, C major, is that right?
Major 7th.
Oh, major 7th.
Yes.
Okay.
Means
oh, I see, okay, that's the fingers, all right, okay. Okay, so we got. How many strings do I play for the C major sevenths? I have three of those. Do I play all the strings or just the bass?
Those are all the strings but some. Oh.
I don't play the fifth string, I guess. Just a regular old B7th, isn't it, my old friend? Except for you're now using one finger for both the sixth and the fifth strings. Yeah, that's a little bit. It's not really quite as friendly. Now, in the old days, I used to use my thumb on the sixth fret string, but we're not allowed to do that, are we?
Well, you could do it.
Yeah, but that's not proper technique, is it? Yeah. But I'll just have to learn how to flatten that string, that finger a little bit. Well, the trick is not to interfere with the fourth string, and that'll take a little practice. Well, it's a narrower fretboard than standard too. To the edge, yeah. No, I agree. It's a little different than the a pure classical.
Yeah, you should have at least 6 or 5 millimeters here.
Yeah, but how does that interfere with this chord?
Because when the string is going to the edge of the
oh, I see. You're sort of choking it. You're pushing it. Well, it changes tuning with the temperature.
Yes, but you should really think of getting a better guitar than that, because you deserve to play something much better. Like, I would like to hear your tone very much, much more clear, but in that guitar, you cannot get it very near.
Okay, I have a classical guitar. Do you want to hear that now? Yeah, let me get it real quickly, go get it. Seem to have a bit of a problem. Well, here's the guitar, but we're missing the string. The string broke.
Maybe that would be better.
Yeah, well, so you've got a much finer ear than I do. I can't hear that difference.
But that is how you put the string, I think will be better.
Okay, next time we'll use this one, but I won't bother stringing it now.
Next time, just let's try on that one.
Okay, will do. Let me get the other one, though. Now, that guitar... It's 35 years old. I built it 35 years ago.
Oh, you built it?
Yeah, I did.
You built the car?
A few. You didn't look at my website, I guess.
I look a bit.
Yeah, well, the first picture was of that guitar. This one's a Yamaha. This is a factory-made guitar, but that one is a handmade guitar. And then I've got another guitar I use when I travel. Hang on just a second.
Mama, yeah.
Now you won't like the tune of this at all. But I'll tell you, it's been very valuable to me because I can take it apart. See, there's two screws there. And it folds down. I've got a video on my website that shows this. And as a result, well, it's way out of tune now, but... Yeah, it's for traveling, and it's gone. It goes every place I do.
Oh, it's very good, very good. That's fantastic. You made that also?
Yeah, I made this one. If you got a second, go back to my website. And there's a video on there, and I describe.
Oh my God! Because I see you are in an Indian era, and the travel you make in Mexico City and all that. I watch what you send me. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But I apparently didn't see this one.
Yeah, there's several pictures of this.
My God.
Yeah, but. Well, it's a hobby. I used to have a hobby for woodworking, you see. And the story about the classical guitar is when I was in graduate school, I got so involved in studies, I said, I need an outlet. And when I was a teenager, I used to build boats. And I knew I couldn't build a boat in college. And I said, you know, a lot of the skills that goes into building a boat is the same with a guitar, because a guitar has no right angles. Everything has to be fitted. And so I said, let me try to build a guitar. And I found this wonderful book. I can't remember the name of it right offhand, but it described in detail how to select the woods, how to make the forms and the jigs and put it together. And so I just followed the instruction. It came out quite well. It is a nice guitar. I much prefer playing it, but quite frankly, I don't like to take it out of the house. So when I take the guitar someplace, I take this old thing. If anything happens to this, no big thing, I just buy another, right? But that's not true of my classic guitar, so I sort of save that for special occasions.
Yeah.
But next week will be a special occasion.
My God. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
I admire you because you went and built it.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it special for me.
Incredible.
But the most special one is my travel guitar. Because when I go to places like Spain or Italy, I always practice every morning, and I look for a nice place to sit and practice, whether it's down by the beach or on the mountainside. When I was in Taormina, it was overlooking Mount Etna. And I'd watch the moods every morning of Etna. Sometimes you'd see the smoke.
I played the Taormina one time 20 years ago. I played there to open the concert of Gypsy Kings in the one summer of 20 years ago. It's a very nice place.
Where, in Taormina?
La Taormina de Sicilia, yes.
Yeah. No, I had a wonderful time there. Yeah, I went there to learn Italian. I went to an Italian school.
Ah.
Yeah.
Allora parli italiano te.
Yeah.
Parli italiano te.
Sì. But I've forgotten all my Italian. I'm still working on my Spanish, though. So every once in a while, you use a little Spanish. It's just to try to keep myself and thinking that way.
But you're a smart man. Engineer smart.
Well, I'm in my renaissance. I call my retirement my renaissance, where I'm learning new things and making discoveries. Okay. Well, are we to a good stopping point on our Anahuas?
That's very good. To practice that, what I would do is try to get a video this week or so, and then I would send you one private video to show how to play this.
Okay. Good. And hopefully I've got a recording of what we just did.
Yes.
And so I'll listen to that.
Sorry?
I've recorded our session today.
But you know what would be better is that I play one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you record that as example for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Only for you, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then
second part we play one time. The first part we play twice, and the second part once.
Second part once, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think we did a little bit more than half an hour this time. I got a bonus.
Okay.
No, okay, well, I'll string up my good guitar for us for next week, 2 weeks from now.
That's right. I see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Thanks so much. Adios.